Thanks, Margaret. First thing I want to point out is to acknowledge my co-authors, we all work for the Center for Injury Epidemiology at the Liberty Mutual Research Institute for Safety in Hopkinton, Massachusetts, where the mission of the center is dedicated to doing research in areas that can reduce injuries and prevent disability. I have no relationships to disclose. So basically, we believe that the structure of work in the U.S. has changed dramatically in the last few decades. We're just looking at multiple job holding here, and approximately 10% of workers in the U.S. work in more than one job during a one-week period. If we expand that time window out to a month or a year, we see an even higher prevalence of multiple job holding. Also, we know that since the recession, workers are now returning to work more in a part-time capacity, and we think that because of that, we may see many workers an additional amount of workers working in multiple jobs to make up for lost earnings. There's not that much information out there on outcomes related to multiple job holders. But there have been these two studies, one that showed an increase in fatalities in Kentucky and an increase in injuries to teens in Wisconsin for multiple job holders compared to single job holders. And we, before embarking on this study, we did another study where we looked at the National Health Interview Survey data, and we found that there was a 27% elevated risk of injury for multiple job holders, work-related injury for multiple job holders compared to single job holders, and that elevated rate remained after controlling for work hours. And even more interesting, we found an elevated rate in the non-work injuries for those individuals. So we decided we should look at other data sets, national data sets on this topic, and this presentation is about the American Time Use Survey, where we wanted to understand differences in time use between multiple job holders and single job holders, and test if multiple job holders have as much time for rest and leisure as single job holders. So the American Time Use Survey is a cross-sectional probability survey which randomly selects one household from the eighth final round of the current population survey. And the goal of the survey is to generate nationally representative estimates of how people spend their time. Okay, so the BLS makes it really nice. They put on their website the pooled data sets for use, and we use the pooled data set for surveys conducted 2003 to 2011. There are two parts of the survey. One is a structured component, and in that structure component, they ask people if they're employed in the last 7 days, and if so, did they have more than one job? And that's how we divide people out into multiple job holders versus single job holders. Then there's a diary component, and the diary component asks participants in the last 24 hours. It's a time series string of activities that people are doing in a 24-hour period before the interview. And it's really detailed, and what we liked about it is that it assigns work in the primary job versus work in other jobs. So we could then divide our data into six work groups based on that diary data, whether a multiple job holders are working only in their primary job, only in their other job, if they were working in both jobs on the diary day, or not working in any job on the diary day. And single job holders, we could divide them into working in their primary job or not working on the diary day. And the reason why I'm highlighting these groups is that we have a published paper on the findings from the study, but because of time limitations, I can only show you the comparisons between these groups. Multiple job holders working in multiple jobs on the diary day compared to single job holders working in their primary job, and multiple job holders not working compared to single job holders not working. So, as I said, there's a string of activities that people do over a 24-hour period that are recorded in the diary component. And there's a potential for 406 lexicon activities to be assigned. So it's very detailed information on activities, but we collapsed it into 8 major and 17 minor, 17 overall categories. And our analysis in the study included using multivariate regression to understand the difference between time spent in each activity between multiple job holders and single job holders, and allowed us to control for other variables that would be related to time use. We also were able to look at the differences in the time of day that people spent in different activities. So overall, the overall prevalence of multiple job holding and work hours that we found from using the HS data for this pool data set, we had 7,539 multiple job holders, 69,208 single job holders, which represented 14.3 million multiple job holders and 131.5 million single job holders. Again, the prevalence is close to 10% of multiple job holders. We did indeed find that multiple job holders were working more even in their primary job in part-time work than single job holders, 20% versus 14%, and they were working longer work hours. Okay, so the reference for this slide is the zero line, and anything to the right of the zero line is additional time that multiple job holders are spending on an activity. To the left is less time that multiple job holders are spending on an activity. Weekend day is the light blue. Weekday is the dark blue. So these are all multiple job holders working on the diary day. So what we can see is that, of course, multiple job holders have the other job that they're working on that day. So they're working 2 to 3 hours more, working 2 to 3 hours more than single job holders on that day. They're working less time in their primary job, and we think that might mean that they're trying to fit a full-time job into less hours. They're also traveling longer than single job holders for work, and this is the commute time. And it looks small here, but it really represents 10 to 15 minutes, which is a significant amount of additional time for commutes. And so while they're working and traveling more, they're having less time for leisure and sleep, and it's close to 45 minutes to an hour less time that they have. They're also trying to squeeze their household activities into a smaller amount of time. And all of these that are starred are significant differences. So the other group that we're comparing are when they're not working, multiple jobs not working compared to single jobs not working, and here they're spending more time traveling for mainly non-leisure activities. So on the weekends, on their day off, not just on the weekends, but the weekdays, if that's when they have off, they're spending more time traveling. And the reason why we compared this is that, well, maybe on the day that they have off, they might be catching up on sleep and leisure. But as you can see, they're actually spending less time on sleep and leisure on that day also. There's a little bit of mixed results on household activities, depending on if it's a weekend or a weekday, whether they spend more or less time than single job holders. And most of these were significant also. Finally, we looked at this just shows for working time the differences between multiple job holders and single job holders. And the dotted lines are those working on the weekend day. The solid lines are those working on the weekday. The black is the multiple job holders working both jobs. The red is single job holders. So you can see every hour of the day, multiple job holders working more, more participation by multiple job holders. But especially in these hours when most of us aren't working, you know, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. and during the wee hours of the morning and night when most people are sleeping, that's when the multiple job holders have increase in participation compared to single job holders. So finally, I mean, those are basic results. We have that paper that you can look at, and I'll show you the reference. But so the strengths and limitations of using the American Time Use Survey is that it is the largest annual survey of daily activities in the U.S., and it allowed us to have a big enough pool of data on multiple job holders. It doesn't rely on a proxy response. The current population survey does, and that we found is really important for information about multiple job holding, because people in your household might not know that much about what you're doing in your other job. And it allowed us to get detailed information on work time in each job, which you don't find very much either. And limitations that we thought were significant is that this gave us information about multiple job holders in a 24-hour period, what they were doing, but a lot of we couldn't differentiate between multiple job holders working every day both jobs versus some multiple job holders who never work both jobs in the same day during the week. So we couldn't get a weekly look at how people are using their time. ADIS has lower response rates than some national surveys, and sleep time is slightly overrepresented in the ADIS data. So in conclusion, we did find that multiple job holders didn't have as much time for rest and leisure, especially when working two jobs in the same day. They were participating in the late night, more early morning, and non-normal regular times of working and sleeping, and we found that they might be trying to condense time into time windows with less sleep. Also, what's important to us is that we decided was that multiple job holders also might be working shift work that is awkwardly scheduled. So they're trying to schedule their own hours, and we don't know. One employer might not know about the time that's scheduled by that they're working for the other employer. And in conclusion, what we're trying to do is bring some light to this population. There's very little information out there on multiple job holders or outcomes associated with multiple job holding. Yet we feel like part-time work is at an all-time high, and multiple job holding is fairly prevalent and may increase in the future. Again, this is the paper that we have out there. If anybody wants to find out more information about the different comparisons that we made between multiple job holders and single job holders, they can look up the paper. Thank you.
Fatigue is a huge issue, right? And you think fatigue would be affected by longer work hours, and multiple job holders are working longer work hours. But when we analyzed the data from the National Health Interview Survey, we controlled for work hours. We still found an elevated risk of injury for those people working in multiple jobs. So we think there's other things, maybe that they're rushing, you know, from job to job, or they're trying to compress like a full-time workload into part-time hours. You know, there might be other things that we need to study, but at least this study showed us that, yes, they have less time for sleep and leisure than single job holders. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's a huge issue. We did not separate it out. There was some statistics on education, time spent in education activities. But these were defined as working in more than one job, that pay job. So school would not be considered another job. Some people could have three jobs, like the multiple job holders could have an addition. And I think it's an interesting topic that we probably should explore in the data. If people are going to school, even maybe full time and working at night, I think it's a similar situation probably. Thank you. Thanks.